This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to a rainy Staunton High School football field for tonight, game two on WSMI. We'll have the Gillespie Miners invading the Staunton Bulldogs. I'm Gary Boker alongside Sean Valent. This is a game in which both teams come in 1-6, no playoff aspirations, but it is a backyard rivalry at its best, Sean.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you look in the stands, you close your eyes, you hear all of the pomp and circumstance, and you can't tell the records. It's one of those rivalries. If they're 6-1 or 1-6, there's a lot of spirit to it, and just trying to build. You know, it's a tough game, but you admire the character guys who just keep going out there fighting week after week.
Well, you have two schools, two locations, which in years gone by, the fathers of most of the ball players would spend the entire week down underground in the coal mines. Then they would come up on Friday night. Their main entertainment was to follow their high school football team. So there was going to be bragging rights to go back underground on Monday when those miners went back to work. And that is important regardless, as you say, of the records. And in those days, there were no playoffs. Every game was its own entity, but this was a special rivalry.
Oh, you know, that is Americana at its best, isn't it? It reminds you of football in Western Pennsylvania, which has always been seen as, you know, the place that brought us the Montanas and the Namaths and so many greats over the years. And, yeah, I love that football built around miners. And, of course, one of the teams has the name to show for it. But, always a special game here.
Well, Staunton won the toss, and they deferred, so they will be kicking off to Gillespie to start things off, and we're going to be getting this game underway momentarily. Both teams, as we said, 1-6 on the season. Staunton has not won a game on the field. Their only win this year was a forfeit from Litchfield, and Gillespie, their one win was an opening round or opening week win over Litchfield, 62-21. So both teams wanting to get a victory tonight, and of course would like to get two victories to end the year. Both teams making final preparations on the sideline to get this game underway under a steady rain. Our officials tonight, Louis Lang, the referee from Coffeen, and he's been doing games morning, noon, and night, seem like 6 days a week. The umpire is Matt Spinner from Hillsboro. Linesman is Donovan Smale from Hillsboro. Line judge is Brian Schuker from Vandalia, and the back judge is Nick Wyatt from Gillespie. And all of these officiating crews, Sean, they've been overworked as there's been a shortage of officials throughout the state.
I'll tell you, that is that's impressive, because you know how it is. As you get older, the joints wear down. It's a little hard to explain to the misses. It's difficult, and wear and tear is pretty difficult, so you really admire what they're doing there, and you can imagine they feel it. When this season's over, so many of them, as you know, officiate basketball, they don't get a break, but, boy, they deserve a little one-week free in the Bahamas or something.
Well, one thing I noticed tonight, all of the officials over on the far sideline, they were running up and down, getting some, I won't call them all-out sprints, but they wanted to get the legs loose on the one hand, and secondly, they want to get adjusted to the grass and how slick it's going to be tonight.
Oh, not pleasant, and that is a good way to have a visit to the old dock.
The Bulldogs with a line drive kickoff. It's going to be picked up down at about the 20-yard line and run out to about the 35-yard line, and that looked like that was Chase Helvey on the return there. And so the Miners, they will start at their own 35-yard line.
And the Bulldogs in camouflage tonight, and saluting the veterans, and their numerals seem to be in camouflage a little bit. So it'll be a tough read.
It's going to be difficult. Camouflage jerseys for the Bulldogs. The National Guard took care of that. Black numerals. For the Gillespie Miners, they'll have their white jerseys with the orange numerals, black trim. We'll see how long we'll be able to see that. Looks like Eric Cravagna is going to get the call on the first play. He said it was Bagman going up the middle. I thought it was the fullback there, Eric Cravagna. In any event, he'll pick up a couple to make it second and eight.
I'm sure some folks from Staunton wouldn't mind a trick play where you could use a duck blind or something.
Zach Reinisch is the quarterback. He's in the pistol formation. He's going to hand off on the reverse to Chase Helvey. Helvey's going to jump entirely over a defender. As you talk about a homemade hurdler, I tell you what, he's out over midfield down to the Staunton 49. What an outstanding run for Chase Helvey.
Boy, quarterback sells the the fake he's keeping himself aspect, but he looked like the John Deere logo on that final leap. That was something. It is a rut season.
Cravagna sets that back in the fullback position. As we said, pistol formation for Reinisch. And you got to worry about your center getting a good snap. He does, and Reinisch's going to keep it himself. He'll turn the corner. He's down inside the 40. He's off to the races. He's got one man with a chance to bring him down, and he's fighting. Now he lost the ball, but it was recovered by the Miners at the 7-yard line. Reinisch took it all the way. Let's see who that Miner was coming up with the ball. He saved the day there. As that outstanding run for Reinisch looked like it was going to be all for naught, and it will be, not because of the fumble, but because of flags on the field.
Well, that's a tough break, and he did a great job to get away from one defender when it looked like he could be tossed for a loss. But, may not have seemed like blazing speed, and you have no idea, as we've talked about the field conditions, how fast a guy really is. But the one thing he is quick.
We had two flags there. One was down at the 40-yard line. The other one's at the 45. They're going to march off from the 45, and they'll back it up and continue to walk back into Gillespie territory to the 45-yard line. So actually it'll be a 6-yard loss on the play as a result of the penalty which occurred downfield. That'll make it first and about 16. Ball on their own 45-yard line for the Miners. There was a great run, went for naught. Now here's Colin Oberfell. He's coming out as a wide receiver here. On the one wing back is Helvey. He's actually in the slot position, and he's going to get the ball. He's going to go from left to right side. As he goes to the ground, he fumbles, but the official says Helvey was down before he fumbled. Ball goes out to about the 47-yard line, so give him a gain of a couple. Going to bring up a second and still about 14.
Yeah, it won't look sensational in the stat sheet, but that's just a good job of plunging ahead. Get the sure yards and take what you can get, and don't try too hard on first and long there.
Tell you what, it is a slippery pink skin out there tonight. It is the double wing with a split end. The one wing is actually a slot, and that's Helvey. And this time the fake is to Helvey, and then Reinisch is going to keep it himself. And there is a team meeting of Bulldogs on top of him as he's brought down for a loss on the play.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was just a good read. They've seen the strength of him in the running game, and, they make some adjustments there. Braden Buffington among those in on that hit there, but hard to give one guy credit.
Yeah, Sternickel back there as well, but as you said, that was a team effort. They swarmed him, and there was no place to go for the quarterback, Arinis. Loss on the play back to the 45, going to bring up a third and about 16 for the Miners. Will they go to the air in this kind of day, or will they give it off to Helvey? Helvey's going to get it on the reverse. He's going to go right up the right side, down the sideline, all the way to the 30-yard line. Outstanding 25-yard run by Chase Helvey. And another first down for the Miners, and no fumble at the end of the play.
And I don't know how sloppy that field is just yet, but it sure looks like he had the right shoes because he had traction. He made a great cut. Just didn't miss a thing, and then gets to the outside into the hammer lane and takes off.
He'll go in motion again. This time he'll go in front, and it's going to be a keeper by the quarterback, Reinisch. He'll get inside the 30, down to about the 28. So we'll give him a gain of about 3. Let's call it second and 7. he's a good running back as well, as he's got the ability to carry the ball as well as dish it off, quarterback the team, and throw the ball. But tonight, I don't know how much throwing there's going to be taking place. It looks like the rain has let up quite a bit right now.
Boy, just attack, attack, no huddle, and keep coming at him.
So Reinisch is going to send Helvey in motion, and it looked like there was a little mix-up there as the quarterback Reinisch looked back for a handoff, and Helvey was already out of reach. And so he's going to be brought down at about the 34-yard line. Zach Painter with the tackle there. Going to bring up a third down and about 13 for the Gillespie Miners, as we still have 7:54 to go in the first quarter here at Staunton High School. We're scoreless. Miners have taken the opening kickoff from their own 35. They've gotten it down to the 34-yard line of Staunton. They'll look over to the sideline. Baglin is one of the halfbacks out there. Helvey's the other. And this time it will be Baglin who will go in motion, now looking for a pass over the middle, incomplete. As Helvey thought he had a little bit of contact there, the officials didn't see it that way. So that will bring up a fourth and 13 for the Miners. And from the 34-yard line of the Staunton Bulldogs, you would expect they're going to go for it.
Well, yeah, that's a tough situation. You throw that pass. You don't want to make it a softy. Put a little zip on the ball, but that ball's probably a little harder to catch tonight than your average Friday night.
Oh, with those miracle gloves, they can catch anything. I'm out of the old bare hand.
Amen.
But anyway, we'll see what happens here on a fourth and 13 for the Miners. They'll send Helvey in motion again. He'll fake the handoff. There wasn't even a snap there, and now Coach Billbrook says that didn't go exactly the way I had it planned, so he'll call a timeout. As he calls a timeout on the field, 7:22 to go, first quarter, scoreless. Miners and Bulldogs doing battle on WSMI. David Jenkins producing tonight's Friday night doubleheader on WSMI, easy for you to say. I'm Gary Boker alongside Sean Bellent. Following the timeout, it will be Gillespie ball, a fourth and 13 from the Staunton 34-yard line. The rain has let up, but there's a glisten on the turf as this grass is very wet tonight. Miners will go with a split end to the right side, double slot. They're going to hand off. No, it's going to be a keeper by Reinisch. He's going to toss it out, and it's going to go up incomplete. Just as well for the Bulldogs, as they will take over on downs, and they will do so at their own 34.
Yeah, I almost thought when he dropped back, maybe he just it didn't look like a full-blown slip, but just a little bit of that footwork as he's shifting his weight throwing the football, and that thing just kind of looked like a clay pigeon, kind of floated up there for a while.
No positive traction in those shoes. So the Bulldogs will bring Sam Best out at quarterback. He will have Cole Sternickel as his fullback behind him. They will also go double slot, and this time they're going to hand it off to the slot back coming back on the inside reverse. And that's going to be Ty Abernathy, the senior, as Abernathy is going to make a couple of yards. We'll take him out to about the 36, call it second and eight.
Reese Bussman, the junior D lineman, doing a great job there in containment.
So that'll bring up a second and eight as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number one. Evan Treckler, the wide receiver, all by himself out here on the right side. He will be picked up over there by Andrew Waters. Man going in motion, and it's going to be a handoff to the fullback going up the middle. That'll be Cole Schnurtle, as he'll go up the middle for a gain of about three. We'll call it third and five.
Looks like some good bend but don't break kind of D out there. Stay-at-home defense by Gillespie. No need to over-pursue and create holes. And right now they're just preventing, I mean, we have a small sample size, but holding the running game down for the moment.
So that'll bring up a third and five for the Bulldogs. Best with one back behind him. He'll send a man in motion. It'll be handoff to Jacob Dillon. Dillon turns the corner over on the left side. He'll get the ball out over the 40-yard line. Looks like they're going to spot it on about the 42. It's going to bring up a fourth and short. Let's call it fourth and two. Ooh, big decision right here. Do you try to go for it, or do you punt it and work for field position?
Yeah, it's always a tough call. And on one hand, what have you got to lose? You like to build momentum heading into next year. Kind of a coin flip for me.
Coming up to the line quickly, they're going to go for it. Best again with a man in motion. He's going to give it off, and I don't believe he's going to make it there, as it looks like they're going to spot him down on about the 45.
Yeah, he got tripped up. I couldn't tell if it was, I would assume, got tangled up with one of his own linemen, I do believe. But really, before he could take off, he already was sadly in a stumble mode from his perspective.
So Gillespie's going to have outstanding field position. They'll take over on the Staunton 44-yard line, first and 10. That's, again, they've got a short field with which to work on this second possession. We'll see what they do. Will they go to Helvey? He's been their leading rusher for most of the year. He'll go in motion behind his quarterback, and they're going to hand off to the fullback up the middle, Eric Cravagna. And Cravagna is going to pick up some good yardage, taking it down inside the 40. We're going to spot it just inside the 40. So we'll give him a gain of about 5, call it second and 5 for the Miners.
He's a sledgehammer.
We're going to give it to him again as he's going to run right up the middle, utilizing Michael Bertetto. That's his right guard. Bryce Holmesman is his right tackle. That center, Josh Ranger, in there as well, making a big hole for a first and 10 Miners as they get the ball down to the 31. If it ain't broke, don't have to worry about fixing it, so they'll just give it to Cravagna once again. This time, yardage is a little bit harder to get there, as he's going to pick up about 2 to the 28, and there's a flag on the field over here on the near side.
And I don't think the Staunton defender on the substitution was able to get off the field before the snap.
So that's going to be some free yardage for the Miners, as they'll mark it from the 41. Should take it down to the 36 and still be first down. So it'll be a first and 5. Well, wait a minute. Where are they marking it? Is that 31? Looks like they've taken it down to about the 25.
Huh. That might be a different penalty then.
Maybe it was illegal participation, I thought. In any event, it's still going to be first down for the Miners. They'll wind that clock with 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Riney sends a man in motion, and he'll give the ball off to Cravagna again. Cravagna running that right side, and he's going to get the ball down near the 20-yard line. I believe they've got another first down.
Well, he just keeps going downhill, doesn't he?
Tell you what, he's a powerful runner up the middle. Cravagna, 5'10", 175-pound junior, but he's looking like a lot more than 175 pounds right now. After they move the chains, they'll restart the clock. We're down to 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Clock is running, and the Gillespie Miners are trying to run north to get the first touchdown of the game. Reinish in the pistol with Cravagna behind him. He's going to give it. No, he's going to give it to the second back, and somehow or another, getting out of trouble was Chase Helvey. Looked like he was going to be stopped in the backfield, but he was able to elude the defender, turn the corner on the right side, and take it in from 20 yards out.
He looked like one of those Southwest Airlines planes, like he was parked. And then somehow he got off the runway. He was free to move about the country.
Tell you what, he did a good job turning the corner over on the right side. And so at the 3:48 mark of the first quarter, the Miners draw first blood. They will attempt the point after now. It looks like they're going to go for 2. So Chase Helvey.
Special teams never fun in these circumstances.
Going to give the ball off. No, Cravagna or Reinish with a good fake. He gets into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. I'll tell you what, That one was set up by an outstanding play fake because everybody, including this announcer, thought Crivania was getting the ball. But instead, the quarterback, Zach Reinisch, pulls it out and takes it in himself for a two-point conversion, and it's 8-0 Miners. And we'll be back with a Miner kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Sean Belent, you talk about getting an opportunity and taking advantage of it. Staunton tried it fourth down from their own territory, didn't make it. Gillespie with a good field advantage starting from the Staunton 44, took them only four plays to punch it in and take an 8-0 lead.
Yeah, they really seized the opportunity and were patient and again, just really pushed it up the middle, just old school ground and pound.
Oh, Jack Kaler with the kickoff. He had some great kickoff working in pregame, but this one, he slipped, was flat on his back, but the ball still went down to about the 25-yard line. And coming up with the reception for the Bulldogs was, did they say Dunn on that? In any event, he gets the ball out in good field position to about the 37-yard line. So from their own 37, Staunton's going to try it again for their second possession of the evening.
Almost looked like a bicycle kick in soccer by the time he was done.
Line comes up to the line of scrimmage quickly. They get set. Two backs in the backfield now behind Sam Bess. He's going to give the ball off to the first back. He'll turn the corner, go down the sideline, finally be driven out of bounds. That was Cole Sternickel, the sophomore, who comes up with a good run out to the 40. Looks like it's going to be called the 48. And that's going to be enough for a Bulldog first down. I like the way that youngster runs.
Hey, and you're talking about a sophomore who doesn't have the typical sophomore experience, the miniature spring football season. And, boy, he looked like a guy had been at it 3 or 4 years out there.
So from their own 48, it'll be a first and 10. Sam Best will keep those two backs in the backfield. Oh, this time he's going to give it off, and it's going to be a very short game there. As Dustman comes up with the tackle there, a good stop.
Well, I'll tell you what, you do not wiggle away from Bussman. He hits you hard, solid, and just great fundamental tackling. Doesn't get into the fancy stuff. It's just, hey, I'm getting a play, I'm getting you down, and it's all about what's on the scoreboard.
They're going to mark it at about the 49. It's still going to be second down and about 10 for the Bulldogs, but as you said, great defensive effort there by the Miners. They simply stood him up like a brick wall. Handoff goes on the motion man. That was Jacob Dillon, but whistles blow, and I think we may have an offside there as the official was pointing towards the defense. Let's see how he marks it. Offside defense is the call, so that's going to mark it, march the ball down into Miner territory. We'll take it down to the Gillespie 46-yard line. So from the Gillespie 46, it'll be a second down and about four to go. Now, this is the first time Staunton has had the ball in Gillespie territory. Down to 2:35 to go, first quarter. Ball over on the right hash mark. The Bulldogs are going from north to south here in the first quarter. And basically the winds that we have had this evening have been coming out of the north. Going to be a handoff to the wingback coming around. That's Ty Abernathy, and Abernathy takes the ball all the way down to the 35-yard line as Helvey was in on the stop, and coming up off the bottom of that was Andrew Waters as well as Reinisch, but not until they get the ball down to the 36-yard line. So from the Gillespie 36, it'll be a first and 10 Bulldogs. They're on the move now.
Well, that was a determined run. As I like to say, it looked like the tractor pull in Carlinville. I mean, that was good stuff, great run.
Brings up a first and 10 from the 36-yard line as the Bulldogs coming out in their camouflaged jerseys tonight with the black numerals, thank you very much, and the white pants. going to be a rollout by Best as he's going to take it off the left side. He's going to take it looking for a blocker. He's got a first down as he's all the way down close to the 20-yard line. What an outstanding run by Sam Best.
You know, two or three strong runs from the running back corps opened up some room for him, and those runs off to the right side. So for the first time in a while, they go down that left sideline, turn the corner, and turn and burn and get some big results.
Well, one thing that we have tonight definitely is two quarterbacks who have the capability of being a pretty outstanding running back in their own right. Back to one back behind him this time. Best is going to send a man in motion. He's going to give the ball off to the fullback this time, and he's going to be slung to the ground. One of the first guys up there was Evan Webb. Slipped out of him, but spun to the ground for minimal gain. We'll call it just at the 20-yard line. So the Bulldogs are in the red zone, second and 8 for SHS from the Gillespie 20, and we're heading to the final minute of the first quarter.
Yeah, just been solid football here. You know, it's never going to be perfect on a night like this, but, boy, you just see the desire in both football teams. Desire doesn't always show up in the win and loss department.
Keegan Ralston, the wide receiver, coming out to this side. They'll go with that double wing look. Best. Not under center, but he's going to step back. He's got looking for a receiver. He's got pursuit coming from behind. He'll go ahead and run the ball out of bounds, and he was chased by a couple of miners there as Zach Reinisch was one of them who was in hot pursuit. Believe it or not, the big lineman there, Reese Busman, he was out there as well, moving quite well. Thank you very much.
Got some pretty good wheels, and I think just good field awareness out there. I think he... you know, people worried he was going to be caught by the blindsider, but
he ran,
did a great job.
He ran all over the place, but just got back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be a 3rd and 8 from the 20-yard line for the Bulldogs. Best looking for a receiver. Oh, I think the receiver that time was looking at the possibility of, I'm going to have a collision here pretty quickly. Was that Busman on the intended receiver?
I believe.
Going to bring up a 4th and 8 from the Gillespie 20.
Yeah, had to put a little extra zip on that ball. Again, two or three D-backs in that vicinity. And
this will be the 8th play of the drive that started back on their own 37-yard line for the Bulldogs. And they will send Ralston over on the right or on the left side. He'll be a tight end. We'll put a man in motion. Going to roll out. Got pursuit coming after him. He turns, squares his shoulders. Got the receiver. Touchdown! It is Keegan Ralston who makes the catch for the touchdown. As Ralston was over in the far corner and Best had enough time to come up with it. Made a nice toss and a nice catch over there by Keegan Ralston for the TD.
Boy, a nice job on the rollout, buying some time. And the receiver doing a great job on the route, breaking away and got some good separation there and was all by his lonesome in the left corner of the end zone.
Okay, it looks like the Bulldogs are going to try for one as the kicker, Cole Averly, gets that through. So that makes it 8-7. Gillespie still has the lead following the Bulldog touchdown. On the run back, the ball is jarred loose, and it looks like the Bulldogs have the play and have the ball, and they're going to have possession after scoring a touchdown and drawing to within one. They're going to get the ball back on their own 27-yard line.
I'll tell you, that happened so fast. I didn't see it. It seemed like the return was, or the catch was routine, and then all of a sudden, the red tide cut loose here. The fans went crazy.
From the Gillespie 27, it'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs. We're about to the end of the first quarter, but I guarantee you the Bulldogs are not the end of their running, as they have picked up an opportunity to score twice in a row. They've drawn to within one, 8-7. On the fumble recovery, they will maintain possession, and it looks like it's going to be very little gain, if any, as that time it's going to be the end of quarter number one. And after quarter number one here at Staunton High School, it is Gillespie 8, Staunton 7. We'll be back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Most of the first quarter seemed like it belonged to the Gillespie Miners. Right at the end of the quarter, the Bulldogs came up with a touchdown. The point after got them within one. Now a fumble recovery on the ensuing kickoff, and the Bulldogs are in business once again. So they're going to hand the ball off to the wingback, Ty Abernathy, as he'll go reverse, and he'll go around the corner, and he'll go all the way to pay dirt as Ty Abernathy puts the Bulldogs on top. Good misdirection play there as they bring that wing back reverse. And Abernathy swung to the outside on the right side. Once he got down that sideline, there was no catching him today. And so it is a 27-yard touchdown run for Ty Abernathy.
He's fun to watch run. There's no doubt about it. He's got some horsepower, a lot of power under the hood there.
So Aberley's going to attempt the second point after. Snaps back, ball downs, kicks up. It's high, it's long, and it's good. So Abernathy's point after makes it Staunton 14, Gillespie 8. We'll be back with the Bulldog kickoff after these messages on WSMI. It has been raining here this evening, but knock on wood, there has been no lightning in the sky, Sean. But there has been some lightning on the field.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the lightning unleashed in a big way. We've seen both teams play close to the vest early on. And then Staunton, when they finally got untracked, the running game is on fire right now.
And they're running to the outside now. A high end-over-end kick comes down on the 18. Miners are running it back, and it looks like the Miners may run it all the way back as they're heading down the sideline. One final attempt. It is no good, and the Miners return that kickoff. Chase Helvey returned that kickoff, about 75 yards there?
Yes, in that vicinity, and you just brought up lightning. Yeah, you'd think Zeus was in town.
Well, Helvey had a 20-yard touchdown run earlier. Now we're going to give him credit for a 75-yard kickoff return for the touchdown, and that will make it 14-14. We've knotted things up, but Miners going for a point after to give them the lead. So lots of action on a brisk Friday evening as Staunton scored at the 11:52 mark. Gillespie comes back with a kickoff return and scores at the 11:39 mark. Chase Helvey with the honors. They're going to go for two. Riney's looking for the corner, and Riney's going to make the corner. So for the second time tonight, Zach Riney's is able to turn the corner once on the right side, this time on the left side, both times good for a two-point conversion, and that makes it 16-14 in favor of the Gillespie Miners. Lots of action here at Staunton High School. As we said, the rain has at least momentarily let up. It is a wet field, but that doesn't seem to bother these running backs, Sean, as they are taking off and going to town, whether it's from the line of scrimmage or on a kickoff return.
Yeah, I think the rain has backed off enough to let them show what they're made of here tonight. And, I think the football can get a little bit wet in the passing game, but I think the traction... That's a pretty healthy-looking field out there.
Well, we've had a couple of fumbles at the end of plays, one which was costly for the Miners, resulting in Ty Abernathy's 27-yard touchdown run. That came after a fumbled kickoff. But on the next kickoff, Halvey made sure that he was not going to fumble it. He nestled it in, and once he got hold of it, he took off and found the promised land. Now kickoff to the Bulldogs. They'll take it at about the 20-yard line, go right up the middle, and get up over the 30 to about the 34.
Yeah, this is a fun football game tonight, and you know, you just see Staunton has just a little more, I don't know if I'd call it swagger, but they seem just a little more confident out there.
Well, you would have to say, and many people said, it'll be an evenly matched game. But these two teams do not look like 1-6 team tonight. They're both playing with a fervor, with an intensity, giving it off to the fullback, Sternickel. And Sternickel gets the ball out over the 35. We'll call it about the 36, so we'll give him a gain of about 2 or 3, making it 2nd and 7. Second and a long 7 from their own 36-yard line. Ball resting over on the left hash mark as Staunton in quarter number 2 with those camouflage jerseys and white pants. They're headed right to left. Now the snap goes through the quarterback's hands. He's going to have to reach back and fall on the ball all the way back at about the 26-yard line. So it's going to be a loss of about 10. We'll bring up a 3rd and about 17.
Yeah, it was a low snap, and quarterback there almost seemed surprised when it came out. So I don't know if there was a little mishearing or not.
He may have been wanting to go on 2, and the center got a little anxious. In any event, the ball's backed up to the 26-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd and 8, as we were about to say. Staunton in those camouflage jerseys, they're going to be heading from right to left as we look down on the field, or they're heading to the north end zone here in quarter number 2. Wide receiver sent out here to the left side. Double fake, triple fake, give it to the third man through. He eludes one tackler, coming away with it and making up a lot of the yardage from the previous play. And that was Jacob Dillard, the junior, as he gets the ball all the way out over the 40-yard line. Let's call it the 42, making it a 4th down and a long 1. Once again, decision time for the Bulldogs.
You know, not a monster hole. That's power running at its best. He gets through there. You know, a couple guys got a hand on him, and he just broke through. It's like, nah, you're not containing me with that.
Austin Scherfe, the gambler. He gambled once. It didn't go his way. Is he going to go again? It looks like it. Evan Trickler will be the wide receiver out there all by his lonesome. They're going to give the ball off to the fullback, and I believe the Miners are going to come in force. However, he's going to fall forward. It'll depend on the spot. The official looks like he's going to spot it on about the 43-yard line, and if they do that, yep, they're going to spot it at about the 42, so that's going to be no gain. So on downs, the Bulldogs will once again give up the ball and give Gillespie outstanding field position from the Staunton 41-yard line. Gambled twice, lost twice.
Yeah, tough call, but putting on a good show for the fans here, and I think... You know, 6-1, maybe you don't do that, but 1-6, hey, why not?
Well, Honesman, Busman, Ranger, Brown, Ian Brown, up there on that front 4 for Gillespie, and they're the ones responsible for making that stop on that play. As this time, is it Cravagna getting the call? I believe so, and he's going to pick up a gain of about 4. Let's take it down to the 38-yard line, so we'll give him a gain of 3, call it 2nd and 7. For the Miners, once again in Staunton territory, 8:40 to go till halftime, 16-14. Gillespie with the lead and the ball in a very entertaining game. Man goes in motion. That's Helvey. This time they'll give it to the first back coming through, and that will once again be Cravagna, as Cravagna will get the ball down to about the 36-yard line, so not much of a gain there. But it's going to bring up a 3rd and, well, let's call it a long 4 and early, or a short 5. From the 36-yard line of Staunton, 8 minutes to go to halftime. 16-14 is the minor lead. big third down play coming here. They're going to hand it off to Helvey. Why not? Helvey turns the corner, gets a nice block out there by Oberkville, and he gets the ball all the way down inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Needed four, picked up 18, first and 10 Miners, and guess what, Sean? They're in the red zone once again, knock, knock, knocking on the door.
It is something to watch that Reiner sleight of hand that just pulls in the defense, you know, takes away that ability to really send two or three defenders after that running back. And by the time you got it figured out, he's got a 4 or 5 yard head start on you.
With Curvagna behind him, he'll pull it out and keep it himself. Curvagna was going to be hit, so that time Riney's decided, hey, I'll pull it out and take it myself. He took the beating, but saved his fullback as the ball's going to be resting now just outside the 20-yard line. Let's mark it at the 20 and call it second and about 12. Reines, once again, a good job there. I think he looked and made the option read like he should. He saw his fullback was not going to get any yardage, so he decided to keep it, see what he could get. Well, there wasn't anything there, but a selfless quarterback decision indeed. Second and 12 for the Miners. They'll go to Helvey again. Helvey will come around the corner again. Helvey's headed to the end zone again, and he's in. Touchdown, Chase Helvey.
Turn and burn.
I guarantee you, Ian Brown was out there with a lead block with Reese Bussman, but Brown really sprung him free, the block that he really needed, and Helvey once again takes it to pay dirt, but give credit to that pulling offensive line for the Gillespie Miners.
They really did. They paved a nice little interstate for him there to get into the end zone, and he just got behind the wheel, and the rest is history.
20-yard touchdown run for Helvey. That's his third score of the evening, and the Miners are going to go for two. They'll send a man in motion. They'll go up the middle with the fullback, Curvagna, and Curvagna gets it in for the touchdown. So that will make the score 24-14 in favor of the Miners. Cravagna's two-point conversion makes it 24-14. Gillespie with the lead, Miners with a kickoff when we come back on WSMI. Chase Helvey having quite a first half as he has three touchdowns, and the Miners are up 24-14. Kickoff coming down, and now a bulldog tackle out at about the 37-yard line. It's a Dillon on the run, and Evan Webb with the tackle there.
Yeah, the junior, again, some more good fundamental tackling. Just held on, didn't go for the showstopper play, except once he had him in his grasp, gave a little extra display of enthusiasm, shall we say. Good hit out there.
Okay, from the 37, we'll call it first and 10 for the Bulldogs, who now find themselves trailing by 10 after they had come back earlier. Now it's going to be Best as he runs that option, and he waited as long as he could before he threw it to the pitch man. And Abernathy is able to turn the corner but not pick up much, as there was good pursuit over there on the far sideline by the Miners. They're going to bring him down. Well, they'll mark it just inside the 40-yard line, so we'll give him a gain of about three. Call it second and 7.
Yeah, it seemed like the Miners had a pretty good read, and he had 5 or 6 white shirts in the vicinity on that stop. Not much room to work with.
Well, when they run to that far side, sometimes those orange numbers blend in with those white jerseys, and it's difficult to see, to say nothing about the other side. Now it's going to be a keeper, Best. Boy, he stuck his head in and decided, no, I better back out. He tried to redirect and head to the outside. Nothing good's going to happen, though, as the Miners were swarming. Reines was over there. He had a lineman out there as well, as that was Ian Brown once again coming out to help on the tackle back at the 38.
Well, I think what we need to do, I mean, all these kids, they play Madden or whatever the hottest football game is now. And they got like the little hologram of their name above the helmet. That's what we need next.
There you go.
Little hologram with their name above the helmet, just like Madden.
That'll work. That'll bring up a third and seven now. Will the Bulldogs go to the air? They're showing a wide receiver over on the far side. Best going to give it off to the second back. That's Braden Buffington. And Buffington is going to be wrapped up as he heads to the 40-yard line. And Reines is one of the first ones in there at the bottom of the pile. But I tell you, there was about five or six miners in on that tackle, doing a good job of team tackling indeed.
Well, they really get on the same page defensively. They do a great job. You know, one thing I was going to say about that hologram thing, it'd probably be like reading a newspaper. I'd want a bigger font. I'd still complain.
From their own 40, it'll be a fourth and six, and I think since after getting burned twice by giving up the ball on a short field, Bulldogs going to look for a snap or a punt, and this time it's punted off the side of the foot. It's going to go out of bounds over at about the Gillespie 45-yard line. Not what you call an outstanding punt, but two things. One, it went out of bounds. Two, there was no run back at all. Three, the Miners are going to be starting in their own side of the field.
Something to be said for that. And, you know, when you get right down to it, the net punting yards are what really stands out.
Reese Girth, the big sophomore, weighing in at 360 pounds. He's coming in to anchor down that interior of the defensive line as the Miners starting from their own 45, first and 10, 4:40 to go till halftime. They lead 24-14 over the Bulldogs of Staunton. Reines going to hand the ball off. Yep, you guessed it. He's going to give it to Helvey. Helvey's going to make a run, but this time the block is going to be an illegal one, as I think the pulling right guard, Mike Bertetto, got a little bit of the back on the block, and so it's going to be an illegal block in the, we're going to call it about the 49-yard line. That's where they'll mark it off from. So they'll take it back. See how they march. Will they go back to the 39-yard line? He's got five off. He's headed for 10. And I think he got closer to 9. He'll take it back to the 35. But in any event, it'll be a first and 15 because the illegal block occurred 5 yards downfield from the line of scrimmage. Back it up to the 40. First and 15 for the Miners. And as we said, Bertetto had been very instrumental with lead blocks a couple of times there. This time the snap is bobbled. Reines is able to pick it up off the ground. He's skating around left end, seeing if he can get something. And he made something out of nothing as he gets the ball out over the 40 to maybe about the 42, 43. But that was an outstanding play by a young quarterback who was able to retrieve a very wet ball on a wet ground.
Mm. Yeah, well done. Just take care of business. Don't try to make a big play off the busted play. And you've got a 10-point lead. Protect it.
So we'll call it second and about 12 as the ball's resting on the Gillespie 42-yard line. We're down to 3:40 and counting here in the second quarter. 24-14 is the minor lead. Reines this time is going to keep it himself as he'll fake the handoff as he tries to turn the corner on the left side. He's going to be brought down by a couple of Bulldogs over there. I wish I could tell you their name. Oh, one of them is down and still down. We're going to have a timeout as we work on an injured player who's writhing in pain over there on the far side. Timeout on the field, 3:19 to go till halftime. Good news to report, the injured Bulldog is up, and he was able to bring himself over to the sideline unassisted. Bad news is he's wearing jersey number 76. I don't have anybody listed in the program wearing that number. Important thing, however, Sean, he's okay, and that's what we're thankful for.
Oh, yeah, the bottom line, those moments are a little tough to take. The unknown.
Third and 12. They're going to fake the Helvey and then throw long and deep. Pass is going to be caught, but he's out of bounds over on the far side. So that incomplete pass is going to bring up a fourth and 12.
Boy, he really was able to sling it there, and you know, that quick release paying off because he was under under intense pursuit and, boy, got a pretty good football off. Nearly made a monster play there.
Okay, back deep as the Miners are in punt formation. Oh, good. Spiraling kick goes down to the 20-yard line, takes a minor bounce, and it's going to be blown dead at about the 14-yard line. Good job there as Oberfell gets down to stop at Reinisch with a good kick, good punt on that one.
Oh, boy, good distance, good form, and we've seen some outstanding play tonight, but not too many chances for the punter to shine, but certainly came through with flying colors there.
So Staunton now backed up as far as they've been backed up tonight. They will start scrimmaging on their own 14-yard line, trailing 24-14, 2:37 to go here in the first half. Best is going to roll out, wants to find a receiver. Didn't think he could find one. Finally, he does, and a catch is made there by Evan Treckler. Now we have a late penalty flag coming down from way back down at about the 15-yard line, excuse me. Louis Lang has an unsportsmanlike call against the Miners, so they will tack the yardage on from there. Louis is not one for putting up with a lot of nonsense. He'll let you play ball, but you better play ball cleanly. The result of the play got the ball all the way out to the 30-yard line. They're going to mark the penalty off, and they're walking it up over the 40, heading towards the 45. This is going to be a good gain for the Bulldogs. And they go from their own 14 to their own 45 on one play and one penalty. Ball resting on the left hash mark as the Bulldogs have the ball first and 10 from their own 45. As Best is going to roll out. Best has got to receive. Oh, he had two receivers, one who had to jump to get the ball, the other one who was nestled in waiting for it to come to him. Between the two of them, they could not make connections. Incomplete pass brings up a second and 10 from the Staunton 45.
Kind of the same formula on the previous first down. You had two receivers close together.
Well, I think the pattern calls for one to be deeper,
yeah,
the other one to be more shallow. Not that the two of them should be within 3 or 4 yards of each other, but when you draw it up on paper, when you put it out on the field, it's two different things.
He's throwing some pretty accurate balls tonight. Great throws on the run.
Well, the clock stops with the incomplete pass at 2:16 to go until halftime. We'll honor our armed forces, veterans, and so forth tonight, as well as our first responders. Best with a nice play action. Now a nice fake. Now a nice pass. And a nice catch by Ty Abernathy as he tiptoed on the sideline and gets the ball down to the Gillespie 44-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 11, and it'll bring up another first and 10 Bulldogs. Got to like the way that play unfolded.
Yeah, he gets the receiver open. He's able to catch the ball on the run and hits him right in the fingertips.
I see the umbrellas coming out again, and now I realize why. Looking up to the lights, the rain has started once again. Best with a play fake once again. He's got a receiver open. He threw it a little bit shallow as he was hit as he released it. And the Miners, Evan Webb, I believe that was over there, who comes up with the interception. In any event, the INT ends the Bulldog drive, and it'll give the ball back to the Miners. It'll be on their own 30-yard line, but turnovers.
Oh, that's a heartbreaker. You're trying to make it a one-score game and had some nice pass plays, but, boy, it can all turn on a dime.
2:04 to go till halftime. Miners with the ball on their own 30-yard line. I'm going to say two words, Chase Helvey. And a third word, beware. He has been very active here in the first half. They're going to give the ball to Cravagna, however. Cravagna is going to go right up the middle And I don't believe he's going to get much yardage up the chute there as he's met by three or four Staunton Bulldogs, as Cole Sternickel was in on that one, as well as Zach Painter. And it looked like Ralston might have been in there as well. They'll spot the ball at about the 32-yard line, so we'll give him a couple, call it second and eight.
I don't get the feeling they're going to push their luck too much with the way that rain's dropping right now.
Yeah.
And would be happy going in the locker room up by 10.
Helvey is the wing back, or slot back, actually, over on the far side. He's going to get the handoff. He's got a couple of linemen out in front of him, but the Bulldogs do a good job of making sure he doesn't come up with that. Coming up on the stop, Evan Treckler was the first guy to hit him and made sure that that time Helvey did not get out there to turn that corner. Makes a gain out to about the, what do we call it, 34. So we'll give him a gain of a couple. But when you can do that with Chase Helvey, that's a battle that the Bulldogs have won this time.
Boy, and Sam Best, you know, he was great on defense last week, and he doesn't just double. And
let's put it this way. Best doesn't know what the sideline is.
Yeah.
He's on the field from the get-go, both offense and defense, and doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, last week, five solo tackles, six assists.
And now Gillespie letting the clock run down to inside 20 seconds to avoid the penalty. They'll take a timeout with 19.7 seconds to go until halftime. Timeout on the field, Gillespie 24, Staunton 14. The Miners took a timeout to avoid a five-yard penalty. It will bring up a third and about six for the Miners from their own 34. During the timeout, we took a vote up here in the press box, and we think that the Miners maybe should take a knee, not risk a fumble, see if the clock can run out. Let's see if Coach Jake Bilbrook thought the same way. Reinies is not under center, so it will be a long snap, and it has been that all day long. Now we're going to have the penalty flag for a false start, which the Miners would have gotten if they had let the clock run out earlier.
False start on the Miners.
So in any event, it's going to move it back to the 29.
Just it'll a little more incentive to follow the vote.
Third and 11. I don't want to jinx the guy, but Josh Rangers, a 5'8", 240-pound senior, has been playing center all night. And by far and away, his snaps have been very accurate. Knock on wood, young man. Don't blame me. Good snap. They'll run the ball to Cravagna. Ooh, Cravagna slips a couple of tacklers, gets the ball out to the 40 or to the 35-yard line. And I think both teams, nope. Staunton calls a timeout with it being fourth down and 10 seconds to go. So Coach Austin Scherfe says, we want to see if we can get one big play to get back within one score here before halftime. You like that idea?
You know, down by 10, nothing to lose. Normally wouldn't do it, but you know what? Go Vegas. What the heck?
Well, the thing of it is, if Gillespie is playing conservatively, they do not want to run or pass the ball on fourth down because either way, the clock's going to stop at the end of the play. It's hard to run off 10 seconds on a single play. So you would imagine that they will go into punt formation. If that's the case, a bad snap, a bad catch, not being able to get the punt off, or a bad punt could give the Bulldogs one or two opportunities here in the final seconds of the first half. But you can see, 1-6 versus 1-6. Throw the records out the window. I've said that before. I'll say it again. But it's always true when Gillespie plays Staunton. These two coaches are playing it for as many points as they can get on the board. Reinisch will do the punting. He puts a hit in. Oh, it was partially blocked. But it'll roll down and go out of bounds. But Reinies was able to get off an effective punt, getting the ball into Bulldog territory at about the 37-38 yard line. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 37, 38-yard line, and it is 5 seconds till halftime.
Yeah, it's, the middle of this first half was owned by the Bulldogs, but the start and the finish by the Miners.
Well, Helby started off with a 20-yard touchdown run with 3:48 to go in the first quarter. He picked up a couple of touchdowns in the second quarter, one with a kickoff return for about 75 yards, another 20-yard touchdown run coming at the 7:07 mark. 24-14 is the Miner lead. They're hollering for the Miner secondary to loosen things up as they're going to try to go with a double pass, and it's a loose ball swirting around, and in any event, the clock runs out, so nothing lost. We'll go to halftime here at Staunton High School, and it will be the Gillespie Miners 24, the Staunton Bulldogs 14. Back to second half action after these messages on WSMI. Halftime festivities are over with, and very proper halftime festivities as they honored the not only first responders but our veterans, those who are serving. Kind of touching for an old man who has a son who's a retired lieutenant colonel.
I can only imagine, you know, only one who has been there or had a son been there understands, or a daughter.
On the return, it's going to be Trace Tritonero, because he makes a nice run back there of the opening kickoff of the second half. Get the ball out over the 30, actually over the 35. Let's mark it at the 36. So Staunton trailing here 24-14 will have the ball on their own 36, thanks to that nice kickoff return by Tritonero.
Good start, good starting field position, and again, this is our running game that really found its way there midway through the half.
Double wings. One of them's actually a slot because we have Treckler out here as a split in. Now they'll send the man in motion. They'll go to the fullback, and that'll go nowhere as the Miners come shooting through. I believe that was Ranger and or Brown coming through the middle there as they just shot right through the center of the offensive line and bring him down at the 34 for a loss on the play.
We'll call it good penetration.
We'll call it second and 12. They knew the snap count, I believe, because they were in the backfield almost as soon as the ball was back there.
Well, I just plowed through there and made their presence felt. Boy, I'm looking at that lineman on the left side. Man, that guy is a monster.
Here we go with a second and 12. We're going to go to the air as they'll toss this one out, and it's completed to Evan Treckler. Treckler makes a nice catch and then spun to the middle to find some daylight and get out near midfield as he's out to about his own 47-yard line. That's enough for a Bulldog first and 10. You might notice that or know that because of the cowbells ringing here.
Nice quick release, and, boy, good yards after catch. Pivoted nicely, secured the football, took care of the first mission, and got that chain of moving.
From the 47, a first and 10. Handoff is going to go to Abernathy. Abernathy cuts off of the right tackle and is able to get the ball into Gillespie territory as he'll take it down to the 48-yard line. And that'll bring up a second and about five.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. Like that Adrian Peterson, Herschel Walker flying shoulder pad kind of run look. I just... I love watching him when he really hits fifth gear.
From the Gillespie 48, just underway here in the third quarter, 10 minutes on the third quarter clock, 24-14 is the Gillespie lead. They'll send the man out wide to the right. That's Treckler. He's out there split wide right with a double wing formation. Miners are going to try to shoot the gap. The Bulldogs are going to go with a straight handoff up the middle. Like somebody might have got grabbed by the face mask there as he spun around and went down real quickly. And that is Cole Sternickel on the carry. He'll get the ball back to about the 47. Make it third, and let's call it four now.
They're pretty stingy on that interior line. And, you know, and again, you try to run to the left side because you got the big man on the right side.
Well, Josh Ranger is 5'8", 240 pounds. Ian Brown is 5'8", 220 pounds. They're the big guys in the middle. The defensive ends are even bigger. Now we'll go to the air. Pass is going to be caught there by Treckler. He had to go to his knees to make the catch, but he wanted to make sure he caught it. He did at the Gillespie 40-yard line. Good enough for another Staunton first down.
I mean, he had great runs in the first half. And right now, you know, you've just got some timing plays and are hitting them on the button.
From the Gillespie 40-yard line, 8:45 and counting here in the third quarter, it'll bring up a first and 10 for the Bulldogs. They took the kickoff to open the third quarter, ran it out to about the 35, 36-yard line. Now they have gotten the ball into Gillespie territory down to the 40-yard line of GHS. One back in the backfield, man in motion. Going to be a handoff here to Abernathy as they're going to run that jet sweep. And Abernathy, he's going horizontally, but he will not go down. And finally, he's going to be driven to the sideline, but not until he gets down to about the 37, three tough yards there.
Man, week eight, one team with a six-game losing streak, one that hasn't collected a win on the scoreboard, and I don't see anybody mailing it in tonight. They're just all 22 players on the field are giving it their all.
This is what you call a rivalry game. Win this one and you have bragging rights in the central part of Macoupin County for one full year. Oh, this time the handoff's going to go to the fullback, Sternickel. Sternickel, I tell you what, he's only a sophomore, but he runs with a lot of determination, getting the ball down near the 30-yard line. That's just a guy churning those legs and continuing to move the ball and get the ball down close to a first down. We're going to call it third and maybe one.
Yeah, this Route 4 war means so much ever since, you know, even more so, just for a general football fan.
The story goes that back in the 80s, the Gillespie Miners came down during the week with some diesel fuel and burned a big G in the middle of the Staunton field. Now that's what you call rivalry. The following year, the story continues, they put a guard on their field. They had some players who had to stay up all night long so that Staunton could not return the favor. Now that's the legend that I was told. Oh, over the middle, wide open. Excellent catch there. Abernathy had to do a 360. Comes down to the 10-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Outstanding pass. I don't know how he got so wide open in the middle, whether the safeties went to either side, but he was wide open. Just had to make the catch and then make the gain down to the 10.
Boy, that touchdown-saving tackle by Andrew Walters, the senior D-back, he had his bell rung by Abernathy. Man, he hit you like a hammer.
So they're going to place the ball just inside the 10-yard line, so technically it'll be a first and goal. Best is going to try to turn the corner. Best is going to be brought down. They are going to call it for an illegal hit as he grabbed him by the back of the shoulder pads and jersey. That'll be a horse collar call, and it'll go against the Miners. That happened at the 12, so it should go half the distance, and the Miners are going to have a first and goal now, and the ball is going to be taken all the way down to, they're going to go to the 5-yard line.
Wow, that's a break.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad there wasn't a break there, because that when you have that horse collar, you have the collarbone susceptible to an injury, and we have seen that. One of our players over at Southwestern had a season-ending injury that broke his collarbone. I want to wish him well, Mr. Lewis. And now it'll be a first and goal. Give it off to that fullback and let Sternickel work his way down as he's going to be brought down at about 5. It'll bring up a second and goal. And as you said numerous times, difficult to run between the tackles tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. And they're just, you know, sheer will comes into play at times. But you know, I just look at this. The rain subsided a little bit, and classic study in running football in adverse conditions.
Well, you got Busman at one defensive end, 6'3", 230, and Honesman at the other, 6'5", 240. So
Wow. Now
there's going to be a stoppage of play. And in between those two guys, you got Ian Brown, 5'8", 220, and just quick as can be, as well as Jice Ranger. He's 5'8", 240. So you have four guys up front, just very difficult to run inside of those four.
Fearsome, foursome indeed.
Well, there's a timeout on the field as Gillespie decided they needed to take a break and figure things out and see if they can stop the Bulldogs from scoring at 5:23 to go here in the third quarter. Gillespie leads Staunton 24-14. Bulldogs, they're knock, knock, knocking on the door. Following the timeout, Bulldogs going to go second man around as the reverse comes to number 26, Jacob Dillon. Dillon had the offensive line pulling, and he had two lead blockers. And Jacob Dillon takes it in for the touchdown.
Nicely done. Kind of got behind the divider here, but they've just been sensational running to the outside tonight.
So Jacob Dillon converts on a 5-yard touchdown run. And the point after attempt is up. It's high. It's long. And it's good. Averly with the point after makes it 24-20. Excuse me. Point after was good, wasn't it? We got an offside on the Miners, so they're moving half the distance. I was getting ready to write it down here, thinking that it was good indeed, but perhaps it wasn't.
So do you go in there and punch it in for two?
Well, we've just been talking, however, about how difficult it is to run against that defensive front. All right, the kick was good. The penalty was declined. So the Bulldogs will take the point, and that will make it 24-21. So with 5:18 to go here in the third quarter, the Bulldogs are on the board once again. A Jacob Dillon 5-yard touchdown run, as well as an Averly point after, makes it 27-21. Bulldogs trail by 6. We'll be back with their kickoff after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Sean Ballant. And, Sean, you had to like the fact that Staunton, trailing by 10, come out, took that kickoff, and marched 64 yards, 10 plays, for that opening score of the third quarter.
Yeah. Just steady football and nice mix, run pass, and they just kind of progressively shoot
and
moved
couple,
up the field.
Yeah, a couple costly penalties also on the Miners, who they will take over on their own 35-yard line. Obergefell had a little trouble getting the handle on that kickoff, but he was able to get it out to the 35. So that lead has shrunk now. It's 24-21, Miners by 3, as Zach Reines will bring the troops out. Has one back sitting behind him. That'll be fullback Eric Cravagna. Wings on each side. He'll put Helvey in motion, give the ball off to Cravagna. Cravagna goes up the middle and makes 3 or 4 good yards there. As Sternickel comes up with the tackle after a gain of about, well, let's give him 2, mark it at the 37, call it 2nd and 8. So a 2nd and 8 as the Miners are driving from our left to our right, or they're headed to the south end zone here in the third quarter. You've got those white jerseys with the orange numerals and black trim, orange pants, orange bonnets. And the Miners will scrimmage, give this one off to Helvey. Helvey's got his blockers out there in front of him. His blockers are doing a job, and he's going to get the ball down over midfield stripe as Michael Bertetto was one of the big guys out there leading the way that time, along with also out there was Ian Brown, who's been there most all night long. They get the ball over midfield down to the Staunton 49, a first and 10 Miners. Helvey's at it again.
Boy, fast enough downfield, but yet he'll hesitate to let things develop and let his blocks develop.
Waits on his blockers, indeed. Now we'll go back to the fullback. Oh, he spins off a tackle at the 45 and picks up four or five more good yards before he's finally brought down. Doing an excellent job there. Coming up for the defense was Kyler Softley getting the stop at the 42-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of seven. Call it second and a short three for the Miners. They just gave up an opening drive touchdown to the Bulldogs. Now they're trying to return the favor and march back downfield. Bagman goes in motion. They're going back. Oh, coming up with a tackle. Evan Treckler came up from the blind side. Reines never saw him. Reines, give him credit, was able to tuck that ball in at the last second and hang on to it. But what an outstanding play there by Evan Treckler.
Boy, they broke loose, and they were all over that like bees on honey. Beautiful play.
Well, it's beautiful if you're a Staunton Bulldog. If you're Zach Reines, you're not too happy with that play.
No.
As he says, where did they come from? But as we said, fortunately for the Miners, he was able to hold on. Third and 11. It's a fake to Helvey. Now rolling out. Got a receiver. Throws a little bit too high. That's going to bring up a fourth down for the Miners. It'll be a fourth and 11. Ball resting on the 50-yard line. 11 yards to go. Does Reines get a punt here? Reines is normally the punter. We shall see what he's going to do. It looks like he's dropping back into punt formation.
Yeah, hats off to the Staunton crowd. They have been vocal all night, and the 12th man really getting it done here tonight.
Can't tell who that is back for the Bulldogs to receive this punt. Just can't tell. Is it Trenton Arrow? Kick is off the side of the foot. It lands at about the 30-yard line, takes a Gillespie bounce. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to mark it at, well, they're going to bring it out at about the 32, 33-yard line. So the Bulldogs, who took their first position of the third quarter and marched 64 yards for a touchdown, they're now going to get an opportunity to just about duplicate that as they're going to have the ball on their own 33. First and 10 Bulldogs, 2, 3, 4, showing on that third quarter clock, 24-21. Gillespie with the lead. Now we're going to have a penalty flag comes in late, and Mr. Lang is going over to the Gillespie coach to give him an explanation. The coach doesn't have to like it, but he better accept it, or there may be more tacked on. Second time that Gillespie's had a very late flag. Is this going to be another unsportsmanlike? It's going to march the ball all the way up to the 48-yard line.
No.
He's going
Huge
to give
break.
The call the other way. He'll give the call here. Yes, unsportsmanlike conduct. So that'll move the ball out to, as we said, the 40. We're going to call it the 47, 48-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. That is yardage you don't have to work for. You're just given the gift. Now coming up for the defense is Evan Webb, as it was Dylan trying to turn the corner, and he gets very little, if anything. They're going to mark that ball still at the 48. It's going to bring up a second. I'm going to say still 10 yards there. From their own 48, clock running. We're down to 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 24-21, Gillespie with the lead, Staunton with the ball.
Well, you got to cash in here. Yeah, open up a drive. You get a gift like that at midfield. Got to make the move right here.
Well, Best may be going to the air here. Let's see what he has in mind. Yes, he's going to drop back. Oh, he's got pressure. He's got two Miners on top of him. and he's not going anywhere. That looked like coming up there was Eric Carvagna, who was the first one to get to him. And Joe Baglin may have been in there as well, as they double-teamed him, and he couldn't go left, couldn't go right, couldn't go up the middle. There was just nowhere to go but down.
Yeah, Carvagna gets the win, and Baglin gets the save.
So that'll bring up a third down, and what are we going to say, 10, 20, about 22, 23 yards?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
From their own 35-yard line. Going to come back with that wing-back counter that's been good to them several times tonight. Penalty flag comes flying in late as the running back, Jacob Dillon, did a good job getting all the way out to near midfield. Flag is thrown at about the 47, 48-yard line. It's going to be a holding call against the Bulldogs, and that's going to back it up.
The referee giveth and taketh away.
Well, there was a situation where I think the play was basically almost over. I don't think the holding call really had that much to do with the play. Dillon had got about all of it out of the play that he could. However, now this penalty is going to back them up from the 47. They'll march it back to the 37. Oh, excuse me. They're going to stop at the 37. So now from the 37, it's going to bring up still a third down. But this time it's going to be third and about 9, 10, let's call it 12. Third and 12 from their own 32. There's so many markings on this one square because they've been playing the play over and over due to the penalties. Treckler's going to come out wide to this side. They're going to have three wide outs to the other side. Best is going to roll out. He's got pressure coming as Honsman is over there. And Best is going to be driven out of bounds as he runs out of real estate over there at about the 39-yard line.
Boy, the line doing a great job giving them time to throw. But on the flip side, the Miners just... just getting everyone covered up, draped all over the receivers out there, and he had nowhere to go with the football.
Well, the Miners' offense could not generate much, but the defense sure showed that they were going to not allow Staunton to have a second series of downs, which would lead to another touchdown here in the third quarter. Now it's going to be punt time. Oh, a nice spiraling kick comes down inside the 40 to about the 37, and it's going to be down there by Drake Rose. And so it'll be the Miners offense back on the field. They will scrimmage for the first and 10 from their own 37-yard line.
Well, this is not a three and out kind of game, is it? I mean, both teams keep coming at each other with sustained drives all night long.
I keep telling myself, these are 2-1-6 teams. You've got to be kidding me. They have been playing some outstanding football tonight. Yes, it's rivalry week, but I'll tell you what, these guys are playing some good, sound football. Yes, they're making a few mistakes, but it is high school football. But for it being a rainy night, slippery ground, wet grass, they're doing a pretty good job of moving the ball up and down the field. It's Riney's turn as he's going to give the ball to Carvagna. Carvagna is going to go off that left side. He's going to run behind Ian Brown and Reese Bussman. He'll find a hole there on the left side all the way out to about the 43. Give him a pickup of, let's say, about 5. We'll call it second and 5. Ball resting on the 43-yard line of Gillespie. Clock continuing to run. And guess what? We have run out of time here in the third quarter. After three quarters of play here at Staunton High School, it is Gillespie 24, Staunton 21, 24, 21, Miners over Bulldogs. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Sean Belent, Gary Boker, we're here at Staunton High School. They'll flip ends. This time, fourth quarter action, we'll see Gillespie heading north. They'll give the ball off to Carvagna. Carvagna is going to head over the 45 to about the 47. So he's going to pick up 7 or 8 good yards, and that'll bring up a third down and about one to go.
Like you said, it's still very potent up the middle, and yet, you know, they still have to give Staunton credit. They have they haven't surrendered those 15, 20-yard runs we were seeing for a while from Carvagna.
Doing better up the middle. Carvagna's going to go up the middle again, and he's going to churn, and I believe he's going to get the ball out awfully close. Nope, they're going to say that it's going to be short of the first down. That's going to bring up a fourth and one. You got Keegan Ralston on that defensive line, as well as Cade Penrod, Dane Chrysler, Reese Girth. They've got some guys in there who are making the stops here, bringing up a fourth and one from their own 47. Gillespie has not generated a whole lot of offense in this third quarter. They started at their own 14, or 37, 35 the first time, got to midfield, and that was it. This time they're churning, and I believe they're going to get to midfield as bodies are flying all over the place. And that's going to be a first and 10 for the Miners, and they'll spot that ball at the 50-yard line.
Boy, a good push on the keeper. And, again, taking advantage of that size there at the quarterback position.
We've got a lineman who's coming over. I think he's wanting to get out of the game. I don't know if it's an injury or an equipment problem. He'll head over to the sideline, got a replacement. And that's going to bring up first and 10 from the 50. Oh, Helvey is in motion. Snap is over the quarterback's head, but Helvey is able to retrieve it way back at the 30-yard line. He's going to get out to about the 40-yard line, but he's going to be corralled by Keegan Ralston, Bunker Hill kid who's coming over here and playing on the Staunton co-op team. And Ralston, with a good job on the defense, knocks Helvey out of bounds back at the 40-yard line. So going to be a loss on the play, and that's going to bring up a second down, and what do we call it, maybe 20 from the 40-yard line?
Boy,
second and 20.
Had he played to get that football, he...
That heads-up play by Helvey.
Yeah.
That snap was one of the few bad snaps we had, but that was way over the head of Reinisch. He didn't have a chance. But Helvey, who was in motion, saw the shooting star. Now we're going to go reverse to Helvey. He's going to try to go the other way, and he's not going to go very far as we've got some extracurricular activity away from the ball. I think the officials are going to say no harm, no foul. They won't throw a flag, but he's going to be brought down back at the 39-yard line, so that's going to bring up a third and 21. Bulldog defense rising to the occasion.
They have shined with the game on the line, that's for sure.
Penrod over there on that defensive end position. And
yeah,
he had Gustafson was out there coming away from his linebacking position. And now Gillespie, faced with that third and 20, 8:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. They lead by 3, but it is a tenuous lead. We'll see how they do when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Here we go on the wing reverse for the Miners. And this time it was Baglin who was trying to get around the edge. And Ralston comes up on the stop. We have a sideline warning on the Bulldogs. The ball is going to be spotted at the 45-yard line. So there was a gain of 6 on the play, but that's going to bring up a 4th and 15. Should be punt time for the Miners. 8:22 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, the Bulldog D just keeps getting better as the game wears on.
Reinisch, the punter, as well as the quarterback. He'll send wide receivers out to each side. It's like Andrew Waters is out here on the near side. Reinisch will get a foot into it. Oh, a high, spiraling punt. excellent job there. Doesn't get much of a roll, but gets the ball down to about the 26-yard line. Staunton will start there from their own 26. As last time or first time they had the ball in the second half, they marched 64 yards starting on the 36. This time they'll start on about the 26. Got 8 minutes to go to see if they can erase the three-point deficit, Sean.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the best return you make is the one you don't make. And, boy, just a great call not to go after that football. Let it die where it sits.
Especially when it's as slippery as it has been tonight. So the Bulldogs will bring their offense back out on the field. They'll have a long field to go, starting on their own 26-yard line. All they need is three to tie, and we watched Cole Aberle, and he's got a pretty good foot. So if they can get him in decent position, no doubt in my mind, he could put one through the uprights. I saw him kicking in pregame from about what would have been about a 35-yard kick or longer. So, but first things first, the Bulldogs are going to see if they can generate the offense as best. He's back there by himself. Now he's got one back behind him. He'll give it off to the reverse back coming around. Not a whole lot going on there as Abernathy tried to turn the corner, but he was brought down. Reinies was on the stop over there and made little or no gain on it. We'll give him a gain of one out to about the 27, maybe the 28. It's going to be a second and nine anyway.
Yeah, usually makes magic happen on that second cut, but the Miners weren't having any of it.
Clock continues to run. It's not a factor yet. Still 7.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 24-21, Gillespie with the lead, Staunton with the ball. Best going to fake the handoff, going to give it to the wingback coming around. Got an opening. Now he cuts back. Looks like it's going to be good for a first down for the Bulldogs, as that was Jacob Dillon who made that run, went around the left side, then cut back through the middle, found an opening, got the ball all the way out to the 39-yard line, needed a 9, picked up 11, first and 10 Bulldogs.
Boy, got a nice lunge at the end to seal the deal, put on that Superman cape and flew the last 3 yards to get to the chains.
What do they say? Whatever it takes. So the Bulldogs, who've had a pretty good offense here in the second half, one really good drive to start the half. Now they'll put the man in motion, and that's Dillon. Dillon this time running that jet sweep. Not going to go very far there, as he was stopped in the backfield for a loss on the play back to the 35. So that'll be a loss of 4. We'll call it second down and 12.
Well, those east-west slow-developing plays, just it's tough to make headway against that minor club.
So from the 35, it'll be a second and 12. We approach the halfway mark of quarter number 4. 24-21, Miners with the lead. Bulldogs on the move. Sam Best, the quarterback, with one behind him. Man in motion. Defense came swarming in. Receiver is wide open. All he's got to do is catch it, and catch it he does, as that was number 33, Keegan Ralston, who makes the catch, takes the ball all the way down to the 10-yard line, but as he's being pulled down, he and the ball are separated, and the Miners come up with the ball. Remarkable.
You know, yeah, that's tough, you know, and he's making a cut, tries to shake the defender, and that takes, you know, it's one of those things that happens in football. The referee's back there, you got to be on top of the play, and he focused on trying to find a path to the end zone, and the defender focused on the football.
He was so wide open, it was amazing how wide open he was. I don't know what happened to the Miner defense there, but their secondary had nobody close. They were, however, able to catch up with him, and as we said, in the ensuing tackle, the ball was popped loose, and the Miners regain it. They'll give the ball to Carvagna up the middle. Oh, Carvagna He was dead to rights, stopped in his tracks, and he simply refused to go down, kept on churning those knees, and ends up picking up a nice gain out to about the 15-yard line. Gain of five brings up second and five. That was just determination, Sean.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. He's got that leg drive, and he's got a heart to match. That's 5 yards they needed.
He's 5'10", 175. He's going to get the call again, and he's going to get a first down before being driven back at the 20-yard line. Dylan and Best come up on the tackle, but not until he gets the ball out over the 20. Needed five, got five. First and 10 Miners.
Boy, did I take the wind out of the sails of this crowd that turnover.
And the clock now continuing to run as we head inside the five-minute mark. Bulldogs need a stop, and they need it quickly. You don't want the Miners to be able to march down the field and run this clock off, but that's exactly what the method of operation is for GHS right here. They want to take their time, 4:45 and counting. I don't see the play clock's not on out here tonight. The officials are making the signal when it gets down to 5 seconds. Who are you going to give it to? Helby! Helby with a leaping run, and he gets the ball out to about the 30-yard line. It looks like it's going to be enough for another first down.
Boy, he's fearless with that gazelle routine, isn't he? He just, he'll do it.
I don't know what it was, but there was something that Coach Scherfe was very upset about. He had his hat off. He ran down here to let this official have a piece of his mind. No change of decision was made. Coach Scherfe, not a happy camper on the sideline right now. Miners with a first and 10 have taken the ball from their own 10, and they've marched out to the 30-yard line. They'll go back to Carvana. No, they'll go to Helby. It was a good play fake to Carvana. He had three Bulldogs on him, and Helby was able to scoot to the outside, and he'll get the ball out to the 30. Looks like it's going to be about the 37. So on the play, going to be a pickup of about seven. We'll call it second and three. Staunton needs a stop. Staunton needs a ball. Staunton needs a timeout. Coach Scherfe calls one at 3:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. 24-21, Gillespie with the lead and the ball. David Jenkins, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Sean Bellant. Big timeout there for Staunton. Needed to stop the clock. Needed to stop the Miners. Coach Scherfe, hopefully he's got something set up. It's going to be an option play in which Reinisch is going to keep it himself. Reinisch is going to be brought down there by Abernathy. Ty Abernathy makes the stop, but he stays in bounds, and now it's going to be another timeout called by the Bulldogs, as this is going to bring up a third and three for the Gillespie Miners, but not until we have a timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well. 3:40 to go. Miners with the ball. Miners with the lead. 24-21. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, both teams back out here ready to go. Reinisch by his lonesome in the backfield. Helby was running the jet sweep, but Reinisch lost his footing and could not pick up the ball in time. And then as he tries to roll out, here's Sam Best coming up with a stop all the way back at the 30-yard line. What a play there to take the pegs out from under the quarterback, Reinisch.
Holy cow. I mean, he came way out of center field and run support. He just hit him like a cruise missile.
Took his pegs right out from under him, and now from their own 30, it'll be a fourth and 10. The Gillespie Miners have the lead, but they have not scored in the second half. The Staunton Bulldogs have scored, and they have momentum. The thing of it is, with a fourth and 10, you know Staunton's going to get the ball back, but they need a score. And they've had one good drive in the second half. One time they kind of stymied. What will their offense do in the final few minutes? It's a 1-6 team versus a 1-6 team. Nobody cares what their records are. It all comes down to the final 3:28.
They'll throw everything at them but the kitchen sink. It's going to be a fun final 3.5 minutes.
And as we said, Staunton has an outstanding kicker in Aberley. So if they can get in position, they can at least get a field goal for a tie. But they're not thinking that right now. They're thinking retrieve this punt, and they're sending Sam Best back as the return man. He'll go all the way back inside his own 40 as Reinisch is ready to punt this one with 3:28 to go. Good snap. Good punt. High, almost as high as the light poles. Then it takes a good Gillespie bounce inside the 35 down to the 33. So from their own 33-yard line, the Staunton Bulldogs are 67 yards away from a perhaps game-winning touchdown. They started the third quarter with a 64-yard drive, 10 plays. Jacob Dillon put it in the end zone. Averly's point after made it 24-21. That's where we have stood since the 5:18 mark of quarter number three.
And I think I saw some umbrellas come back out. Don't see any big drops yet. But
no, but there is a light, steady rain coming down on the Bulldogs right now. His Best is going to roll out. He's going to throw. He's got a receiver. A good little conservative pass. Who was that over there? Was that Abernathy that made that catch? Out to the 37-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of 4 or 5. Call it second and about 6. Clock continues to run. Inside 3 minutes we go. Bulldogs need to get set. They need to get set quickly. Got a wide receiver. Is that Ralston over here on this side? Best with one back in the backfield behind him. Jet sweep out of the order as the lead back ran in front of him. Now Best is set. He's going to throw deep. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by who else? Jace Helvey. Chase has been doing it offensively all night long, and now at their own 49-yard line, he steps in front of the receiver and makes the interception, which could be a game-saving interception.
Boy, and before the INT, the Staunton faithful wanted a penalty called Evan Webb, and question about the angle, but I don't know. I couldn't myself see the clear penalty, but they were hoping for some flag, but there's no one's going to save the day there on that turnover.
The Miners are going to get the ball back, and I'm thinking that number 32, Eric Cravagna, may get a big dose of the ball here as 2:37 remains on the fourth quarter clock. He wants to put Helvey in motion. He's walking over to him. Now he'll go the other way. It doesn't matter because he's going to give it to the fullback. And there, Cravagna is going to go over midfield. He's going to be brought down by a host of Bulldogs. But it's going to keep the clock running as he gets the ball down to the Staunton 48-yard line. So a pickup of about 3, going to bring up a 2nd and 7. More importantly, as far as the Bulldogs are concerned, though, that clock is winding down to 2 minutes, and they've used up their timeouts.
Oh, it's 3 and out or bust.
Well, the Bulldogs may be in a position now where they need to be trying to tackle the ball, not the ball carrier, because they need the ball back, and they need it back quickly. Miners are watching the clock down to 1:50 to go, waiting to see the official in the back there. Now he's marking his arm, showing the final 5 seconds. As he marches him off with his arm, they'll keep the ball. Oh, nice block there by Helvey. He didn't realize he was doing it. But there is Reinisch. He is working his way to the outside. He got some good yardage back, but the bad thing was he went out of bounds. He wanted to stay in bounds for sure. They'll mark him at the Staunton 48. So basically, there was no gain on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7. But as far as the Bulldogs are concerned, that was a good move in that they got him out of bounds. They got the clock stopped with a minute 35. third, and we'll call it 7 or 8. Ball resting on the, they'll call it the Staunton 48. Wide receivers coming out to the near side for the Miners. That's Colin Oberfeld. I really doubt that he's going to get the ball. His job is to pull one defender out, so it's a 10-on-10 game. Reines in the backfield, in the pistol, to Cravagna. Cravagna up the middle. Boy, he's churning. He's inside the 45. It finally, after about 3 or 4, Bulldogs bring him down, but not until he got to the 43-yard line of Staunton. A big gain of 5. Going to bring up a 4th and about 2. 4th and perhaps 3. Clock continuing run down to 1:13 to go. Bulldogs need to get the ball back. Gillespie needs to get that clock to run the final minute off. Well, they're going to take all they can here before they snap the ball on this 4th down play.
This is huge. I love watching Best on D. Just an absolute grinder out there.
They'll watch it down, go down to 50 seconds to go. Down to about 46, 45. I think they may want to call a timeout before they run out, as the quarterback, Reines, is standing right behind, right beside Louis Lang, and indeed, he calls the timeout. Let's set the stage here. 40 seconds to go. Gillespie with a 4th and 2 from the Staunton 43-yard line. It is 24-21. Gillespie with a 3-point lead. Staunton with precious few seconds left. When we come back on WSMI, Sean Bellent, give me your analysis.
Staunton defense, you know, they've made adjustments. They've shown more and more teeth. And at this point, you have to hand it to them. The offense has come a long way, and, it's a game that's often dominated by turnovers. What a tough break.
Now, here's the situation. Whoa, going to be a penalty flag thrown. We're going to have a delay of game on the Miners. I was about to say, with it being a 4th down, this is a play in which really a pass is not a bad idea, because if the pass is incomplete, clock's going to stop anyway for change of possession.
I'm with you. I think that, I don't think we're looking at pick six conditions here.
Best is being sent back anticipating a punt. We shall see as they have, all right, now we have Reines back deep. And Best standing on about his own 15-yard line. Reines gets off a booming kick. Best gets it at the 15. Oh, he spun away from the first tackler. He reverses direction, comes out to the 30. He's running wild over here on the 35-yard line, where he's finally brought down by Colin Oberfeld. But what a move there by Sam Best. He looked like he was dead to rights at the 15, and he played Houdini on that play.
5'7", 760 pounds, but he sure doesn't play like it, does he?
No. No way. At the 34-yard line, it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Staunton Bulldogs. They'll send a receiver out wide to the far side. And they'll roll out this way. Best looking, can't find anybody, so he throws it down to the sideline, incomplete. Did not want to throw an interception. Decided the best thing to do was get the clock to stop. Still got 22 seconds.
Yeah, the deep receiver on the play there, Colby Urey, double covered. There was just nothing downfield. Good call. And the receiver didn't have room to breathe, much less catch a football.
Well, Ralston at 6'5 is a huge target. Now, remember, he's the one that made the nice catch and the nice run all the way down to the 10-yard line and then fumbled the ball. I should say had it taken away as he was being tackled. So he's going to be going deep over on this side. However, Best is going to go the other way, and his pass is going to be incomplete. And there was a defenseless receiver who did not have an opportunity to defend himself. The Miners unloaded on him, and I believe, it's going to unsportsmanlike call is going to be called against the Bulldogs, and that could have been the quarterback raving about no call over on the far side. The good part of this problem is that the receiver has gotten up and is walking over here under his own steam. And I tell you what, he took a licking there.
Oh, he did. Got throttled pretty good.
I hope he doesn't have any feelings, because if he does, they were all jarred loose. Not a whole lot of time off the clock. Still 17 seconds. Penalty, I don't know if they're going to call this as a live ball penalty. Yes, he's not going to call dead ball penalty. So that works at least in favor of the Bulldogs, because they'll get that play to play again. But it's going to be second down, and now they're going to move the ball all the way back to the 20-yard line. So that's going to be a 14-yard penalty. So it'll be a second and 24 for the Bulldogs. Still 17 seconds to go. Gillespie loosening up their defense. They have Reinisch at safety, and he's playing back about 15 yards off the ball. Best with one back in the backfield behind him. He's going to step back, and he's going to roll out to his left. It's going to be hard to get his shoulders squared. He can't. He has to throw the pass incomplete. It's going to bring up a third down. There's a situation where Sam Best rolling out to his left is difficult, because he's got to be able to square those shoulders up to throw that ball downfield. Just not enough time to do that. So he does the next best thing. He just throws it out of bounds to stop the clock with 10.9 seconds to go.
Well, the Miners, corners and safeties aren't giving up much either. Not a lot of open opportunities. Not a target-rich environment right now.
Well, the safeties are playing prevent defense. The corners are playing very loose. And the outside linebackers, they've got four in pursuit of the quarterback, and they've got seven who are in containment here, as they have three linebackers and four secondary guys, and they're all backed up loose. Sam Best is going to throw it out, and again, this looked like it could be intercepted, but that time Helby didn't quite get to it, as the pass included or intended for Braden Buffington goes incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth and 24. So it all comes down to one last play from their own 20-yard line for the Bulldogs to get a win on the field this year. As we said, they're 1-6, but they have not won a game on the field, as their one win this year was a forfeit victory. Gillespie, on the other hand, they had the opening season win at Litchfield, where they scored 62 points. But since then, they have lost six in a row. They're looking to break that string right here, right now. 6.1 seconds left. Sam Best, with one, at most two more opportunities, got to get the first down. He's rolling out. He's looking. Cannot find a receiver. He's still looking. He eludes the defense. He keeps going. He's running, but it's not going to be enough, as the clock is going to run out, and Best is going to be brought down at the 25-yard line. No flags on the field, therefore there's no defensive penalty. So if that be the case, this game is over, as Gillespie is going to win this one 24-21. We've got a minor down on the field there, but the game is over, and the Gillespie Miners have picked up their second win of the year, as they will move to 2-6, will the Miners. And for Gillespie, they will end the season next week, as they have a game against Southwestern at home. As for the Staunton Bulldogs, they have finished their conference season at 1-7, and they will end up with a home game here next Friday against the Carlisle Indians. And so, as we look at this scoring, it was Helvey with three touchdowns tonight, one in the first quarter, two in the second quarter, and that helped Gillespie build up a 24-14 halftime lead. In the third quarter, it was Jacob Dillon who got the touchdown on a five-yard run in the middle of the third quarter, a good opening third-quarter drive for the Staunton Bulldogs draws them within three at 24-21, but both defenses rose to the occasion in the final quarter and a half. These two teams, as we said, it's a rivalry game, and I don't care what the records are, this is good high school football, and this crowd has to go away whether you won, whether you lost. You've got to admire the action you saw tonight on the field, Sean.
Yeah, great atmosphere, and, yeah, it's the kind of game that changes the way you look at your season. And what a heartbreaker for the home team tonight. You got the big play. The anticipation was unbelievable. The noise was just through the roof. And one SWAT changes everything. SWATs that ball away. And, you know, I saw the Staunton fans. They looked at it. They didn't want to believe it. Said, please tell me it's not true. But it was true. And a game-saving play tonight for the Miners.
Hey, indeed. That's Sean Balint. I'm Gary Boker. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Staunton High School for their hospitality. And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school football games or any high school sports. Thank you to you fans for listening in. One final time from the Staunton High School. Oh, we want to also thank David Jenkins for producing our games tonight. Final time from Staunton High School. Our final score is Gillespie 24, Staunton 21. Gary Boker saying so long from the gridiron.